Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8.5 minutes past six on this Thursday, Friday's Eve. That's the way we like to think about it around these parts. And what's
sure
more,
is.
It's Friday's Eve of a bank holiday weekend, PJ.
It's a long weekend. Oh, yes,
you'll
it
be
is.
Able to stay at home on Monday
yes.
and everything.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God,
that's
I can't
amazing.
Wait.
If you want, you can stay at home on Monday. It's because it's a bank holiday.
It's just what I need.
You want
now.
To. Long weekend.
More time off.
You can spend more time at home if you want.
Yes. How exciting is it? Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Morning, folks. 087-188-0008 as always. If you want to give us a shout, lots of people on already. Morning to you all. Thank you very kindly indeed.
Thank you very kindly for being around.
What's
this
your
situation?
Story today? Anything happen wonderful in your world since I saw you? Whatever number of hours ago it was.
Yes, I can tell you that quite a lot of nothing has happened since
Excellent.
That situation. I expected to stay like that for a considerable amount of time. I have a question for you, though.
Ask Uncle Jim.
I was booked in to get me brakes fixed on my motorbike today.
Right.
Are service departments still open?
I don't know.
And now I'm afraid to go to town in case I get in trouble.
Well, have you heard of this thing called the telephone?
Don't believe in it.
Do you not?
No, I don't.
Don't
really,
like using it?
No, I don't. I just think it's a really bad way to communicate. You know, in this day and age.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. I'd be much more happy to sit here and stew in my indecision.
Yeah, I think so.
To be caught on the horns of a dilemma rather than actually have to pick up that phone thing.
I know. You know something, Jim? It gives me something to do.
Fantastic. Well, do you want us to use the radio? Will we put the name of the company out there and they can contact us and then we can contact
That's
you?
A great
and,
idea.
Right, okay, leave it with me. We'll do that after this, right?
Oh, I'm all over.
Big Mountain, Baby, I Love Your Way. 14 minutes past 6 on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, 22nd of October. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Before we get stuck into the birthdays, we do have to sort out PJ's little dilemma. May have done it already. Pat Kelly has been on.
Yes.
Okay, to say it's okay to get your brakes done, PJ.
Right.
The reason I trust Pat Kelly is because he has a picture of a Formula One car on his WhatsApp.
Okay, well, that's it,
He obviously, that's obviously a man who knows what he's talking about.
Right, because I'm down to one. I don't have a car at the moment or anything, so if going around on wobbly brakes on a motorbike is kind of scary.
But do you need brakes, do you really? Like, you, like, I mean.
I do.
I know the rest of the people do, but you, like, you only live around the corner. I mean, how fast can you go? Anyway, it's come here, what's the name of the company?
Mega Bikes.
Oh, well, then, it's all right, sure. That's okay, because somebody texted in about Mega Bikes. Robbie, is it?
Robbie and Mega Bikes.
Yeah, that's okay, yeah. They're open.
Oh, brilliant. I'll see us at 11 o'clock, so.
Yeah.
I'm delighted.
His mate, the trucker, Bernard the trucker, texted in to say that Robbie and Mega Bikes is open.
Oh, very good. Right, so I'm
actually, sorry,
open.
No. He's actually said he'll give you the number to check if you want. Oh, he'll be open, right? He'll be
we
open.
We don't do phones. It's very
He doesn't do phones, Bernard.
We don't do phones.
For God's sake. How can you expect a man to actually go to the trouble of picking up a phone himself and ringing Robbie? God's sake, Bernard. Get on the phone, will you?
Bernard.
Come back to me when you have some proper Bernard. Information, Bernard.
What do you think I am, Bernard? I'm a man.
Sorry about that, PJ. I thought this man had himself sorted out.
Bernard obviously thinks a fella in lockdown has time in his hands.
I mean, just because Bernard's going around driving a truck. You know what I mean? Thinks he's busy or something.
Just because he knows something about all of this. You know what I mean? So that's all we need now is a fella who actually knows what he's talking about.
Exactly. Look, Bernard, come back to us when you know what you're talking about, yeah? Grand. I'll leave it with you. I'll say no more about it.
He's going to be outside now. He's going to batter the two of us after some.
Right, we're about to get stuck into the birthdays. Yeah. Also, just to say, I love this, right? Selma has been on.
Yeah.
And rather than just be really obvious about it and say, it's my birthday today, she just simply texted in and say, happy morning, PJ and Jim. Looking forward to hearing with whom I share a birthday.
Ah, well, happy very,
very
birthday.
Very subtly done.
It's not John Hart, you'd be thankful for you to know. I've never seen a reaction like that in my life. So hopefully you'll have a very good birthday today.
Yes, and yes, you sound way too intelligent to be listening to this show. I love that.
I love that phrasing, though.
Isn't it? I'm looking forward to seeing with whom I share a birthday.
You'll see now, Selma, how if you listen to our after show this week, you'll see how very different we are when it comes to the subtleties of birthdays.
Yeah. Right, okay, let's get going. Official birthdays today, celebrity birthdays. Arsene Wenger, OBE.
Arsene Wenger, I mean, I hated his team. I hated his club. I thought he was great.
Yeah.
You know that way. He had that great rivalry with Fergie for a United fan. It was brilliant.
Yeah, and that sort of calmed. But the one that never calmed is his rivalry with Jose.
Oh,
That's still
oh, it's still bitter. Bubbles. Yeah,
he was talking about it the other day. He says if it makes him feel like he's still in school, in kindergarten, as he said.
Yeah.
Because it's literally just... It never stops. Jose just never lets it go.
Spitting fire, yeah. Just spitting fire at each other. That's great to watch, though, as well. In a way, I still think Arsene Wenger, he should have probably moved on. But the way they handled it, they shafted him and all.
Oh, yeah.
So with a bit of luck now, you know, Arsene Wenger doesn't like Arsenal anymore. And then I really like him.
He is a game changer. I mean, when he came in, like, unknown as he was, having been
in
Japan or whatever... Like he, the whole thing, it was, he turned it on its head.
And he made them from, well, they were kind of like, they weren't really at the races at all. And he got that Invincibles team, or whatever they were called.
Yeah.
Who never lost a game.
Yesterday I got this wrong with Paul Ince. But was it the Professor? Was that his nickname?
Don't know. He looks like one.
I can't remember, yeah. I should really just stop talking about nicknames.
No.
Let's forget I even mentioned it and stick with Arsene Wenger, who has a degree in electrical engineering and a master's degree in economics.
I totally missed a beat there. It's just, no, the investigator, Jim, is what they call him. I'd say, Arsene Wenger now is... Will he be in his 70s?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, 72, I'd say.
Oh, man, 71.
Oh, that's not a bad start.
Not a bad start. Right, Jeff Goldblum. Is celebrating his birthday today.
Mr. Jurassic Park and the Fly and all. He's been in really great, weird movies.
Independence Day as well.
Yeah, and he's got a bit of a weird head. He's kind of... There's something about him. He's a very likable sort of chap, I think.
Like, in all his movies, though, I mean, do you not think does he not fall into your Robert De Niro, Al Pacino?
Yeah.
Like, he always has that strange way of talking, where he talks, and then he stops for a while, and then he might say something, and... Then maybe talk again.
Yeah, it's like, if you met me in real life, I'd be infuriating. But for some reason, watching me on screen is captivating.
Mesmerising, even.
Yeah.
I like him, though. For his weirdness as much as anything else. Yeah.
I'd say he's...
He's actually older than I thought now, if that helps.
Well, I would imagine, like, it was early 80s when The Fly came out.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? We're knocking on the door 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So he must be, like, around 64, 65, maybe?
64. 68.
Oh, you're joking.
68.
Well, he's older
than... I'm surprised by that, are you?
Yeah, I am a little bit.
He looks well on it.
He looks well on it, to be fair.
Right, Jeff Goldblum, 68. What about Shaggy?
Now, Shaggy!
Not the Scooby-Doo one.
Oh. Right. There's another one.
The other one. Me? It wasn't me.
That's Shaggy. Yeah, that's Shaggy, yeah.
It wasn't me.
It's not as exciting, is it? There was always... Do you remember when you were growing up, there was always a Shaggy in every school? There was always one fella called Shaggy in every school.
Really?
Ah, yeah. My age, anyway, there was, yeah.
No.
There was always a Shaggy.
I can't remember if we had a Shaggy in our school.
Yeah, well...
Was it because they were scruffy?
Yeah, well, there's something about them. You have a big long face or something. You know, or a little bit of chin hair. Or, you know, something about them. A bit of scruffiness, maybe. But there was always a Shaggy.
A Shaggy.
Yeah. I remember going around and they'd be, is that your Shaggy? Yes, our Shaggy is quite similar to this Shaggy.
Yes, I'll put my Shaggy up against your Shaggy any day of the week.
My Shaggy batter your Shaggy. I'd say Singing Shaggy.
Singing Shaggy, yes.
God, it's hard to even know what he looks like. What age is he? He's about 53.
Oh, not bad at all.
Is he really, yeah?
52.
I'll take that.
Wow, that's two off the post today. And then the last one is actor Christopher Lloyd, who, of course, most people remember as Doc Brown.
Oh, yeah!
Christopher Lloyd in the Back to the Future
Back
stuff.
Back to the Future.
What else? There was some... That's it. Taxi. I've just read it here.
Taxi. Brilliant.
Mad.
Wild character.
Mad.
Yeah.
I know. That was a great show.
He was a madness. Everyone in that thing was absolutely mental.
What's his name was in there?
Andy Kaufman. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And like,
Strangest man that was ever on television. That was actually a great show, though.
Loved it.
That was a funny, funny show.
A brilliant little theme song to it, no?
Yeah. I'll have to dig that up.
And somehow Christopher Lloyd ended up being the real crazy one of the cast. Like,
mad stuff.
There was only one person in the whole show who was, like, normal person. It was the main character guy. He was kind of, you know, the
yeah, that, he's a quite a well-known character actor.
And he's the only person whose name
no idea what his name is. And he's been in loads of things, movies and everything.
Yeah, he was a real stick.
Actually, do you know something? Do you know what the coincidence is? You know, he played Jeff Goldblum's dad in Independence Day.
He did not.
He did. He played, that's the guy that guy from Taxi.
Yeah.
Is Jeff Goldblum's dad in Independence Day. I'm almost certain of it. I'll show you a picture of him and tell me if it's the guy you're thinking
that
of.
That is mad. And he's in...
He was in Taxi.
With Christopher Lloyd.
With Christopher Lloyd, who's celebrating his birthday today as well.
And it's Jeff
6 degrees
Goldblum's
of
birthday.
Separation.
This is a weird situation.
And it's what's birthday?
And it's Jeff Goldblum's birthday as well today.
Yeah.
This is a weird situation,
isn't it?
Na, 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 na. That's not the Back to the Future music either.
That was my Twilight Zone.
I know that.
Christopher Lloyd is not a young person.
No, he's not. No, he's like 83.
Oh my God, three off the
You're
post.
You're joking me.
82. Oh. Not a bad shout, though, to be fair to you. Not a bad
Jeepers.
Shout at all. Right, I'm going off to dig out a picture of Jeff Goldblum's da in Independence Day.
Yeah, do you know what I
and the theme to Taxi.
Do you know what this felt like today? It felt like if the brakes didn't work on my bike. So close, but yet so far.
Now you're up to date to the home of PJ and Jim, waking them happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, John. As always, 6:33. How are you this morning, sir?
Very well. Good morning.
Yeah, under normal circumstances, you see, when somebody had celebrated the birthday the day before, you'd kind of...
Stop talking about it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you'd normally... You kind of make small talk and you go like, yeah. So what'd you do last night? Did you have a little bit of a drink of beer? Did you have a bit of a celebration?
Yeah, did you get in?
But I'm literally petrified to mention it to John.
I know.
No, there's no need. We just sort of, you know, skirted over it and got through the
excellent.
The remaining
John,
hours.
You know what the best thing is, right?
Yeah.
You have kids. How many kids have you, John?
Two
kids, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, today...
Do they
kind of look at it from the point of view, hey, it's Dad's birthday, way! And you're going to go, shut up, will you?
No, well, if I uttered such words to them, I'd be smashed across the head from a different angle. But yeah, no, not yeah. They're wise enough to stay away from it. You know what I mean?
Oh, are they?
No, to be honest, we're not.
Tiptoeing around, going, don't mention Dad's birthday.
Not worth it.
Yeah.
We had like some takeout kind of thing, but as I say, rehashing old ground, not a birthday person. That's the answer. I mean, obviously,
I think
birthdays are clearly for children, like, you know, Christmases and various things. Anyone celebrating a birthday over the age of 12 is simply insane.
I feel attacked.
Oh my God, to be honest with you. Well, in fairness, actually, it's very hard to disagree with the insanity comments, PJ.
Now I feel twice doubly attacked.
You know, people seeking cards for birthdays and this kind of thing. Let's be honest. Going down a rabbit hole.
I tell you, we have got to insist that you're on the show for the month of April when PJ celebrates his birthday. Literally, you will be driven insane.
Yeah, well,
John.
The restrictions will be lifted by then anyway. So, but yeah, I just don't get it. You know, let's be honest about it. You're giving a cake.
PJ, come on, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Make a reason. Give us a reason why you should be celebrating. Case for the defence. Yeah.
I'm absolutely dumbstruck. I've never heard this attitude towards such a great celebration of oneself.
Like if you're Mahatma Gandhi or, you know, Edmund Hillary or, you know, Louis Pasteur or Ruby Walsh or someone that did something. Like, let's be honest about it. You know,
what an amazing dinner party you've just put together there. That was extraordinary.
At least I haven't been invited now to that dinner party, obviously, because I've never done anything.
Yeah. Mind you, the one thing that that you and PJ do have in common in relation to birthdays is he also doesn't care about yours because he only cares about his own.
Well, fair enough.
Just me.
Did you have that
when
blue cake, by the way?
When he says he's a birthday person, he means you all better celebrate my birthday.
Excuse me, I enjoyed every bit of his cake that I had yesterday. And his M&M's.
Do you know the thing? John's made a rod for his own back now. We're going to celebrate his birthday bigger and better every year from here on in.
It's going to be our favourite
day. It's a long way to the next one.
Starship, nothing's going to stop us now here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Over my shoulder from Mike and the Mechanics just ahead of that. It's, 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock on this Thursday, 22nd of October, Friday's Eve. And Friday's Eve of a bank holiday weekend, of course. You'll have Monday off. Long weekend. You can stay at home and relax and
no chance.
Stuff.
I can stay at your home. Not allowed.
Not allowed,
not
unfortunately. Because you know, I mean, I was like, I'd finally gotten around. I was thinking, God, it's about time PJ came. I should really invite him. And then, God, look, this thing landed on me, PJ. Just yes. bad timing, really, isn't it?
What a coincidence this
just,
is.
Just plain bad timing.
Really is, isn't it, Mr. Jackass?
Come here, you know the way we're talking about Christopher Lloyd's birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's all the brilliant stuff he was in. Obviously, Back to the Future for most people is what they recognise him from. But Taxi,
yeah,
we were
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about.
Of course.
And we did verify that Judd Hirsch was the actor in Taxi that we were talking about.
Yeah.
Was the normal guy who ended up playing Jeff Goldblum's father in Independence Day and all that sort of weird connection. But anyway, Christopher Lloyd, John Heavey's been on just to say that apparently Christopher Lloyd is the creator of Modern Family.
Joking me.
Well, according to John, though, I haven't verified that.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Because that's another belting show.
That is a brilliant show.
Like, that really is funny.
It is, yeah. It's very, very funny.
Because what's his name from Married with Children?
Yeah, man, the Al Bundy lad.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know his real name. It's terrible.
I know, yeah.
It's just, he's Al Bundy to me.
You know the amount of time we spend on this show going, you know the guy from, I don't know his name.
I know, we do it all the time.
All the time. Remember, he was the fella in the thing with your man. Remember your man who was, I don't know his name.
You do it about the TV, at least. As I do it about my family. You know the one that's related to me, man.
Yeah, you know the one that's always in the house with me.
You know that
your
one.
Your sister, PJ, is it? Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
What
I
say, yeah, whatever that one is. Anyway, yeah. You're very friendly with me, da.
Ed O'Neill is that actor's name.
Ed O'Neill, right? Okay, now we got it.
Well done,
got to the
people.
Bottom of it eventually.
Well done. I'll tell you something. If it wasn't for the listeners to this show. I don't know where we'd be.
Medicated.
Like, none of the conversations would make any sense.
I know, yeah. It was just two lads sitting here going, do you remember
what's your man's? You know the fella? No, not the fella with the hair, the other fella.
Al Pacino, was it? Was in Fair City, wasn't he? Remember Al Pacino?
Oh, it was him, yeah.
Oh, no, hold on, that was Glenn Rowe, was it? Yeah, that's the two
anyway, numbers. Listen, I promised you a bit of this, so... Deadly.
It's just nice, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's officially called Angela.
The song?
The song is called Angela.
Isn't your man plinking away in a xylophone or whatever?
The theme from Taxi. What a great show. I'd watch that again.
Oh, I definitely would. That would be great lockdown TV now.
Yeah.
Get stuck into something like that. Because like, I went from 1970, whatever, 7 you said it was.
78, I think.
Oh, till 1983. Quite a few episodes. Be a good old watch now during this weird period. Just a little.
And like, when you think about it, that's a cast. Danny DeVito, Christopher Lloyd, Judd Hirsch, Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman. Unreal.
Andy Kaufman, who a lot of people regard as maybe one of the great comic geniuses.
Yeah, he was really
mad.
But off the wall. Yeah. He was just doing weird stuff before anyone knew what weird stuff was.
Yeah.
Like when he used to make the TV glitch.
Proper weird and everything.
He recorded glitches on the TV so people would think their televisions were broken, but he never told them. Like, such weird, weird stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and he goes, but it's funny for me, he used to say. But I think it's funny.
The Jim Carrey movie about him is actually...
Very good,
it's actually
yeah.
pretty good, to be
sort
fair.
Sort of sums up a lot of
it's
what...
It's a weird watch, but... it's a... Not uncomfortable watch, but there's... Yeah. Anyway, look,
he used to turn up dressed up as his own agent and deny that it was him to do the negotiations. And they're like, Andy, we know it's you. He goes, yo, shut up. I'm not Andy, I'm his agent. Like, he was great. Like, he was absolutely off the wall
off
crazy,
the wall.
Really. Like.
But yeah, when you think about the heck of... That's a hell of a cast, isn't it?
Yeah, bro,
for
amazing.
A show.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this may be a little sneaky box set on the side type of thing to get stuck into. I
wonder where you'd get it.
I think there's a little... There may be an internet black market that deals in such things.
Rumour has it. We'd have to get on to somebody who has a criminal past.
Yeah, who... If anyone out there would like to text in... Some criminal past. I can't say that. I actually will get in trouble if I say that. Do not do that, everybody.
No.
We are
always always obey the law.
If anyone has a legal way of finding out where this show is before somebody else doesn't, we'd love to know about it.
Anyway, listen, yeah, theme from Taxi, that's one to think about. One to think about for sure, if you want to get your hands on our cash, is the Hitbit. Now's the time to hit classichits.ie. Check out all those previous guesses. We are heading for what will be, well, this time around, it'll be actually a 4K Tuesday. Really.
Yeah.
It'll be over £4,000, £4,200 or something.
£4,200 it will be, yeah.
Assuming, that is, that somebody doesn't win it beforehand. So, still a chance to do it. Magic Mike is with us in the very building today and standing by on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. As I say, classichits.ie if you want to check out the previous guesses. John Cougar Mellencamp, Jack and Diane, 7:10 here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 22nd of October. Friday's Eve and heading into a bank holiday weekend. Okay, I get it, yes, a bank holiday weekend doesn't mean what it used to mean once upon a time. But come on, you got to take your wins where you can.
I bet you I can be just as bored this weekend as I am any other weekend, Jim.
By the way, what do you want to round up on the hit bit? What you were about to say something?
The day that's in it, you know what I mean?
Thursday.
The first official day of lockdown.
Oh, right, okay, that, yeah. Know, so what should we be at?
A little bit more incentive. So we should be at like, 2,080 euro.
Right.
So let's throw in the extra 20 quid for a couple of days is what I'm thinking.
Deal
and
done.
2,100. I think we should do.
Happy days. Right, there it is then. We've officially decided for today and tomorrow we're going to round it up to 2,100 euro to play for on the hit bit. Magic Mike is always standing by, 087-188-0008. And do make sure you check out all of those previous guesses on classichits.ie. And if you're familiar with the term, you know, that women are the fairer sex.
Yeah.
And I have to confess, you, like me, maybe had a completely different idea of what that expression means.
I have to say, I probably did until I read it in the Daily Mail today and says, well, that's Howardly. That's Howardly. Any news to me, I thought, that they're the fairer sex. But it turns out the fairer sex, when it comes to judgments and decisions and life decisions and how they treat other people, that's what they're saying now. So scientists, they reckon they've finally proven the old adage of the fairer sex thing. So what they did was, they tested the theory, they quizzed more than 330,000 people. Quite a lot of people.
Okay.
From 67 different countries to get like a sort of a global gauge on the moral compass. Oh God, I'm kind of proud of that.
Ooh, I'd say something. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good job of sitting down for that one.
Same here. I never would have thought of that if I was on my feet. They're sore. And it involved asking people what factors were sort of important to them when they were making decisions, like ethical decisions, you know.
Mm.
And women consistently now put care, fairness and purity. I'm not sure what you mean by purity, but they consistently put care and fairness as their priorities more so than men did. So when it comes to sort of loyalty and authority, they were exactly the same.
Right.
So men and women saw loyalty and authority as exactly the same, but fairness, care and whatever this purity lark. I'm not really sure where they're going with that, and it doesn't really explain it well. But women seem to be that little bit more fair.
This is in all situations. This is home, work, anywhere. It's generally when there's a decision to be made, the chances are a woman will make it in a fairer way.
Women are more likely to sort of social distance during the coronavirus, all that sort of thing they say.
Right.
And then like in such things as higher up the scale, Judge Judy, for instance.
That's playing
be
in the background, yeah.
If you're going to court, let's hope we all get women judges.
Female judges.
Let's hope we get female judges, because they're there. Now, the guy who wrote this, by the way, his name is Muhammad Atari, and I have to say, what a fantastic name that is.
Yeah.
Muhammad Atari.
Atari.
Oh my God, he sounds like a detective from an 80s TV show. It's amazing. So Muhammad Atari, he wrote this, and he says, now listen, like, we're splitting hairs here. He goes, well, the overall averages are practically the same, but he says if you had to pick a winner,
right? It's so women. it is a winner by a hair.
Yeah,
it's kind of like,
so you don't naturally just assume all women are more fair than all men.
Yeah,
they
because
by
I can
a snip.
I can almost hear the tsunami of WhatsApps that are on the way going fair. Yeah, I tell you what happened to me.
Oh yeah, they, and then she says, and is that fair? Does it? Do you think that's fair? I don't
so,
think
yeah,
that's
so basically.
Fair.
They're practically the same,
practically
but
the
there's
same.
A smidgen in favour of women being fairer.
Overall, if you go to the extent of 67 different countries and 330,000 people, it's a smidgen. It's a
I have
smidgen.
To say, I've had female bosses, and I do kind of think that that's probably true. I do think that kind of female bosses are, you know what I mean? They do strike as kind of fairer bosses.
I know what you're saying.
Does it mean?
I do know what you're saying, I do. And you know the way when you need a sick note for work the odd time? I'll be honest with you now. I'm always hoping it's a female doctor. There's more compassion.
Yeah.
You know, but your man to be there. And you're really, seem all right to me, but I suppose if I have to do it, I don't have them ringing me.
And all the times that you've been in court, have you had many female judges?
I have not. I've never had a female judge. And may I just say, I've been in court a couple of times. Yes, I have. And it's never been for anything criminal. I parked a car with no engine one time, and they lost their mind over it because I couldn't move it away. And then when they said they were keeping us, I said, well, good for you. I don't care.
Thank God, somebody's getting rid of it.
Because I've been trying to get it taken away for ages.
I'd kind of concur with that.
Yeah,
I would kind of concur with that.
It does make you think, though, that, like, you know, so stay on the... If you ever like you have a like sort of see, like this is shows this is actually it. Here's me already thinking, if I ever have a debate or I'm having, then call one of your women friends to tell you you're right. You know that type of thing? Or to settle an argument or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm already thinking.
Actually, sorry, that now you've just pointed out the major flaw in the argument there.
Why?
I was agreeing with you 100%. Women definitely better bosses and fairer and blah, blah, blah. And then you just think of all of those conversations you've had. You know, the conversations that like, you know, kind of like, everything all right? Yes. Why wouldn't it be?
Oh, yeah.
And those kind of things. And you're like... Yeah, I'm not sure I understand what's going on here.
You're all upset now because I called you names the same way I do all my friends, and you're upset and they never get upset. How is that fair?
Ace of Base and All That She Wants, 19 minutes past 7 here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Adam the Tired One from Cork has been on to say Muhammad Atari, the man who did the survey that showed that women are fairer, had never obviously met his ex-wife. That was inevitable.
It was inevitable.
You knew they were coming.
Yeah, you can't do this. The battle of the sexes is still a thing. You might like to say it isn't. We all would love to ignore and pretend it isn't. But it's still, well, as soon as you get a story like this, you see it on the WhatsApp, don't you?
Absolutely.
People are getting all your man there now, he's all sore. Yeah, fair, all right.
Fair, yeah. Think that is.
Yeah. She'd sell the
having
shirt.
Having a roof over me head.
Sell the shirt off me back. She even took half me Jaffa cakes in the settlement.
Sorry about that, Adam, but that was Muhammad Atari's take on it. Although, as you say, he does say... They're practically the same.
He says you can't take any man and any woman and say, okay, we obviously know that this woman is fair. He says it's so close.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's incrementally... They won it incrementally, so they did.
Scarcely. right, by the way, we have to say hello to Debbie Kyo. Debbie Kyo is listening to us, PJ, in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and she said we've brightened her day. And now that's a compliment.
That is.
The days can be very,
very bright,
in Saudi Arabia.
Like here, where it's going to be an hour darker. Oh, my God.
Yes, it wouldn't take much to brighten a day here.
It would take much to brighten a day here.
I'm saying, you know, relatively speaking.
Oh,
in Saudi Arabia, it's already very bright.
Oh, I know what you mean.
So it will brighten it even more for Debbie Kyo.
You're trying to tell me I'm your ray of sunshine in the morning. Thank you, Jim. I understand the subtleties of it.
Yeah, something.
You're showing your caring side, your feminine side, and I appreciate it.
Something obviously went wrong in the way I said that then.
Not really, I took it exactly the way I liked it.
Anyway, Debbie Kyo listening to us in Saudi Arabia, thank you very much indeed. Thank you to everybody listening to us anywhere, wherever you are. 087-188-0008 and WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout. Yeah, my favourite game from the Cardigans here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. Final call on the hit bit, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to get involved. Quick happy birthday, it's actually a belated happy birthday to Bobby Hatfield. Happy birthday to you. Harley was on. That's a cool name.
That's a great name.
Isn't it?
It's a great name, isn't
Harley,
it?
Harley wanted to wish Bobby Hatfield a belated happy birthday. They both listen there every single day. And actually, speaking of cool names, we got to say thank you.
Oh, my God.
Ari Brown.
Thank you, Ari Brown.
Thank you to you and your folks. I'll say how to make a man happy.
When you get a box or something from Michael Harry Brown, it could be anything.
Can we just say huge thanks to Paddy and Antoinette and to Harry in Cork. Of course, we talked to them a lot on the show or back and forth on the WhatsApp because they're big Cork City supporters. There's always a bit of banter with PJ with the Bows thing and the whole League of Ireland thing. And we've met Paddy and that at the listener parties and all that sort of stuff. And... fair play to them. They've sent us this phenomenal box of chocolatey orange gorgeousness.
Orange fingers, Terry's chocolate orange pieces.
Jaffa cakes.
And orange twirls. There's about 30 of them in there, I'd say.
I tell you know, it's like a lockdown hamper.
It's outrageous,
We've
man.
Been presented
salted
with...
salted caramel posh biscuits. They're obviously for Jim.
Yes.
They're so nice.
They know a thing or two.
They know how to make a man happy. And then there's like, you know, ridiculous treats for little boys that I'll be eating myself. It's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Way over the top. You're way too kind. There's so much stuff in it. But listen, Antoinette and Paddy and Ari, thank you so much. That was really, really kind of you, I tell you. Poor old PJ, he fell in love.
I'm going to have a whole box of chocolate orange fingers later. I'm just saying it now. Get that out of the way in case anyone's looking for
them. I had to take them off him quickly because he was going to start rubbing himself with them and everything.
I'm not even ashamed of it. I was going to give myself some like chocolate eyebrows and everything.
Listen, if you are on the lookout for love, you've found a new way of finding it, have you?
A new way. It launches today, everybody. Facebook will finally launch its not very long awaited, as I never knew it was happening, dating app today. So if you go on to Facebook from today, you're going to see a dating option up in the menu bar.
Okay.
And that, you must choose to opt in. So you don't want to automatically be thrown into a dating app. And then your partner sees your Facebook and goes, I see somebody's on the march, eh? No, that's not going to happen. So you have to choose to opt in. And if you do opt in and build your profile, it'll only show your first name and your age. That's it. And then you'll be sort of...
Hang a second. You're supposed to make a judgment on dating somebody based on something like Tony, 27.
No, man. No, it'll be much more than that. You have to go in and build your profile. It's just that the initial,
it'll
be, whatever. Say, Jerry, 73. He's having a go, whatever, right? And then there's whatever information you choose to reveal about yourself in the profile, blah, 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 like many dating apps, right?
Right.
The difference with this one is...
And I assume your picture.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right,
whatever
okay.
picture you put up, could be a picture of just a box of orange fingers. I'd go out with anyone that put that picture up. And then you get... So users get offered then potential matches, but it's based around your Facebook preferences and other information that you put into your profile, right?
Mm.
So you know, like Facebook, I have to be honest with you. I get highly insulted by Facebook recommendations as it is. You know the way you're being faced when they goes, would you like to be a part of this group? And they're like, you look at it and you go, oh my God. Other groups
what
we've
do you
recommended
think I am?
For you. And you're like, excuse me. I remember being highly insulted because I was recommended to join the local neighbourhood watch group. I was there, for God's sake. Am I that age?
So that's it. So Facebook thought you were a curtain twitcher.
Yeah. Well, hello. You seem to be snooping on people's brothers. Would you like to?
You seem like the kind of man who'd complain about somebody touching your bins.
Yeah, so let's get you involved in the Protect Our Green Bin group. You know this sort of thing?
Amazing.
I imagine it can go horribly wrong. Like, you'd be insulted. You get insulted. Like, even YouTube recommends videos for me to watch. And I'm like, why would I want to watch that? I feel like bringing them in.
I'm not a great fan of Facebook, to be honest with you.
No.
I find Facebook a bit intrusive because
same here.
The people on it tend to know you.
And
I don't like that.
And there's wackos on it.
It's very difficult hanging on to your privacy as it is.
The last
thing you want is your, so-called family and friends.
Exactly. Knowing anything about you. I'd much rather some, look, there's so many wackos on Facebook as well. If it was a Twitter dating app, it'd be just meeting up to scream at people across a dinner table.
Yeah, you'd know straight away that the other person was going to be angry about something.
Yeah,
If you meet somebody on Twitter, they're going to be angry. Because that's what Twitter is.
Yeah.
A collection of angry people.
It's a room full of people screaming into the air. Everyone on Twitter is completely insane and angry, right? And you go to Facebook, and Facebook is a bunch of people who are just reinforcing mad things into each other. You can imagine, you'd end up going out with about five people, and you'd be like, how does every one of these people think the world is flat? How am I keep going out with all these maniacs? I've gone out with four people this week that thinks that aliens abducted them the week before.
I mean, it's bad enough that friend requests come from the weirdest of places.
Yeah.
Like, the whole idea of that term friend is such a loose definition.
It used to be someone you knew. Yeah.
On Facebook, that's a totally different thing. Like, somebody who has absolutely no connection whatsoever. Other than, I don't know, they found your name in a search or something.
If you met someone and they said, we met each other on Facebook, you go, grand, fair enough. If you met someone and says, we met each other on Facebook dating, you go, right.
Mm.
I'm now naturally suspicious of both of you. Yeah. Like, what were you doing there?
Was the other person human or?
Yeah, what were you talking about? What group did you get connected through? What are your common interests? Well, it's very hard to find somebody that's into playing Dungeons and Dragons in the nude while the Twister board is on the wall. What? You know yourself. There's somebody,
someone for everyone.
Somebody for everyone. Maybe that's the point.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it'll be a brilliant. Maybe that's what will make it the best dating app.
But do you not think there's a certain kind of? Is there not a weird sort of contradiction in the idea that, in theory, Facebook is meant to be a place for, at least the way I understood it meant to be a place for your friends to hook up with, maybe like people you knew who you hadn't seen in a long time or who were on the other side of the world, and you're just kind of keeping in touch with your social network, your friends and maybe your family or extended family. So why would you want to date any of them?
I really don't know. And then the other thing about Facebook was, I only really kept to Facebook to remind me that I didn't really like my friends or family. And then I realised I could do that perfectly well without Facebook at all. And I haven't looked at it in a very long time. So maybe I'll get the dating app so I can remind myself I don't like doing that either.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth a whopping £1,080. And even that wasn't enough. We got together, threw in a couple of extra tenors. €2,100 what we're doing for the day that's in it. And this is what it sounds like. And we'll get straight stuck in and try and give it away this morning to Fiona Connor. Hiya, Fiona.
Hiya, how are you?
Not too bad at all. How are you getting on today? What are you up to?
Just starting work.
Just starting work. Are you allowed to tell us what you do? Essential service, anyway.
I'm a frontline hero, yeah.
Done
stars, working done.
Hey! In fairness, you are.
Absolutely, you're a frontline hero.
Oh, definitely.
You better believe it.
I tell you something, we've said it before, but nobody better take any of these people for granted no more.
Never again.
That's it.
We'd love to give you some money this morning as well. We've got you want to see fair play for even getting on the competition.
I tell you something,
is crazy.
It's almost a win getting on to have a guest at this stage.
I know, yeah.
I feel like we should be offering people prizes just for getting on.
Yeah. So don't start
that. That'd be allowed.
Exactly.
So Fiona, what do you think it is?
I think it's House of Pain, Jump Around.
Oh my God, I haven't heard or even thought of that in so long.
And you know something, that's going to be one of those tunes that's really going to appeal to Magic Mike. That'll be right up his street now, that will. Right, he's with us in the very building today, Magical Michael.
I remember doing gigs actually and I was banned from doing that song.
Were you?
I was, yeah, because people went too mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been right up your street, wouldn't it?
The bouncers came up and said, yeah, never again, right? That's exactly how he spoke.
You, DJ, out.
Who do you think you are? Anyway, Fiona, can you imagine what you'd do if you won this? I mean, you'd probably just jump, would you? You'd jump.
Oh my. Jump around it.
Jump up and get down.
Fiona, I don't know what to say to you after that, poor
than folks. Other than sorry.
He's been in better form this week. I don't know what happened to him.
I assume it's wrong then, Michael, yes?
Oh, sorry, it's wrong, yeah.
Sorry about that, Fiona.
Unlucky, Fiona. Listen, take care of yourself. Have a good day.
Thanks,
cheers.
Bye bye
now.
Good luck. Bye bye.
Stephen is waiting on the other phone. How are you, Stephen?
Good morning. How's it going?
Oh, good, Stephen. What's the story with you today?
Not too bad. Just heading into work now at the moment in town.
All right.
I don't know what phone you're using, but you sound like you're about to ask for a ransom. Doesn't he use one of those
if he
phones?
Doesn't get this right, he will find you and he will kill you.
It isn't a bit like that.
No question,
like, whatever way it does that sort of thing. You're listening to me and I have the things you need in the back.
He's probably disguising his voice in case he does win it. Maybe, so that anybody that knows him can't go on the blag.
Whereabouts in the country are you, Stephen?
I'm in Dublin. I drive a school bus in Dublin.
Oh, very fair play. Good. Right, okay. Let's try and get you a few quid. €2,100, Stephen. What do you think it is?
I think it's Pink, So What.
Oh, I love Pink.
Right, So What, Michael?
Stephen, it's wrong. So What?
Oh, gee. That's it.
That's all I could do. There's very few Pink puns, lads, to be honest.
Stephen,
cutting.
Get your phone filter back on and come and kidnap this fella.
Absolutely. Listen, take care of yourself, man. Stephen. Keep at it. Cheers, man. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye now. Right, so,
see you,
a couple more that you can scratch off the old list. Niall Boylan here at 1:30 with another shot at it. And on the way after 8, the man who can make PJ's dreams come true.
This is getting outrageous, isn't it?
If you were with us yesterday on the show, you will know there was an extraordinary sequence of events. We were talking about things that could be on your bucket list, and PJ Gallagher revealed that it had always been on his bucket list to play for his beloved Dublin. I say his beloved Dublin, we actually know now he's from Mayo.
Hey, you're hurting me feelings a lot today with all of this long weekend and Mayo nonsense.
Well, yeah, he's been a huge Dublin GA fan for all of his life, and always harboured a little sneaky desire to maybe one day don the famous jersey and actually run out representing Dublin.
Oh.
And so, you know, we were chatting about it, didn't think much of it. We all gave out our little bucket list things, and then we got a little word from a loyal listener to the show, Elf Terry, who set in sequence
a series of
events that were quite extraordinary, and it's happened that we have literally on the phone at the moment somebody who is a Dublin master. Peter Finn, good morning to you, sir.
How are we doing, lads? How's it going?
Not too bad at all. You're in the company of greatness, PJ Geller.
I am, yeah, I know.
Say hello to a Dublin master.
A Dublin master, Peter Finn. I have to be honest, Peter Finn. When we were chatting about this yesterday, I honestly didn't know Dublin Masters was a thing. So can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so I suppose the GAA Masters, I suppose, is what you'd really say is a thing. It's an All-Ireland event that happens, or it's an All-Ireland Championship that happens every year, and it's for our lads like me and you. You have to go to the 40s.
I like Peter already, I really do.
It's basically the opportunity for people who previously played for Dublin or any other of their other counties, and lads then who maybe mightn't have made it up to the grade, but you know would have played at a good level to don the jersey and represent your county. So it's a great initiative. And
okay,
it's
well, yeah, I can see
still quite a high level there.
Yeah, I can still I can see two potential problems here. One is right; it's for lads who have previously represented maybe their counties at proper inter-county level, or people who played to a high standard.
Mm. Yeah, you also have to be one other qualification. You have to be a true dub to play for Dublin, and there's a lot of rumours of Mayo going on.
Well, there is I tell you something, all I can say to you, Peter, is the bang of onions in this place of a morning would knock you out.
They'll all be shouting from the sidelines, boom, 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 Peter's from Mayo.
Now, oh my God, this is the worst morning ever.
Listen, by the way, we should point out as well that, of course, Peter is not just a Dublin master, but loads and loads of people will know him from the TV show Home Rescue. Did I get that right? Home Rescue, yeah.
You did.
And it's because the fourth series of that is actually, is it this day week it's on? Is it 29th?
Yeah, the fourth series is on next Thursday, RTE1 at 7:30. And it's actually a real DIY show, not like that thing that PJ did there. I think it was Justin the Turkey and him were on the telly there a while back.
Justin the Turkey!
This is amazing. This man has just become my new hero.
I can't believe I'm trying to be a teammate of this person.
Don't worry. So this is an actual... surprises lined up for you, PJ, when you become a teammate. Don't worry.
So Peter, the show itself, Home Rescue, it's a proper DIY show with proper experts. I mean, like, you're a proper builder. Roisin's a proper architect. It's not like some joker who comes along, puts on a pair of Snickers and thinks he knows it all.
PJ used to arrive when all the job was done. It was brilliant. I wish I could do that. But I know what we do is we go in, we do a 3-day makeover. It's a real positive kind of a give back to people. We go in and we basically have the keys of someone's house for 3 days, and Roisin comes up with a design, and then I get my crew in and we kind of wreck the place and then put it all back together again. So it's always fun and games. Me and Roisin go head to head, and we always get the positive result at the time, but
excellent.
We are waiting for that one day when the client doesn't like what we do, but it hasn't happened yet.
Well, I tell you something. Do you know something? There's a beautiful synergy happening here, Peter. Not only does PJ desperately want to represent Dublin, but he also has a big problem with a leak in his house.
I do.
So we might get a mixer out of this as well. Oh,
yeah. I do, yeah.
There might be a few quid in this for you, Peter, before the end of it. But anyway, listen, so Peter, so the plan is, okay, well, I'll be perfectly truthful with you. At the moment, we don't know what the plan is, so we're looking to you to tell us what is the plan. How are we going to get it to the stage where PJ eventually gets to run out wearing the famous jersey?
And is this possible at all? Like, let's be honest about it.
100% it is. Like, PJ wouldn't be the first kind of well-known face to play in the Dublin Masters, in the Masters tournament. Marky Morrissey, you know, he'd be a lot better looking than PJ, but he got to play as well for his county.
Oh
player.
My God, this man's on fire! He's on fire!
But basically what we're going to organise, I've already been on to Niall Crossan and Gary, who are the two main men in the Dublin Masters, and we're going to get a training set up, the training session set up, and we get PJ into that, and then as soon as the matches kick back in again, we'll get that going. So we have Chopper Coyne ready to mark him in training, and then we're probably going to put him onto one of the all-stars. Maybe Shane Ryan or Ray Cosgrove might get a go of him then, or maybe Pat Andrews as well might get a hold of him.
Andrews.
Oh my God, Pat Andrews. And by the way, at least tell Pat that PJ only has one working leg, for God's sake.
Yeah, for the Lord God.
Yeah, I heard he's able to stand on one leg and he can't kick with the other. So
well, that's it,
good.
Yeah. But
a lot
he does.
Of restrictions are after coming into play. I think
he
like
does use his face. He does use his face to great effect when it comes to catching a ball.
No one catches a ball in their face like me, Peter. To be honest.
Look, I'm only messing. It'll be a great bit of crack, PJ. We're really looking forward to now. And look, the good thing about the Masters is it's a bit of fun, but it, you know, it's also you're able to get out and you know, keep the legs moving. They have a saying actually in the Masters, you're never too old to play. They believe that you become old when you don't play. So we'll get the legs moving again. We'll get
excellent.
The
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's important
amazing.
To get the legs moving.
It definitely is.
One of PJ's is mechanical. Anyway, so to be honest with you, it could be fantastic. Oh, Peter, God. You're an absolute gent and a scholar. We really appreciate your help in this. It's going to be absolutely amazing. I'm sure we're going to talk to you a little bit along the way as the process yeah. rolls out. Because obviously, as you say, we have to wait for the matches to kick back in and stuff. But
100%.
That first training session, oh, yeah, I am so there, man,
can
on the sidelines for that.
Tell you, this, the person, I don't know who Chopper Coin is, but this image I have in my head is a very terrifying one. If I can even...
Oh, my God. I tell you, Nigel in Newbridge has just been on to say, by the way, Jim, Chopper Coin gets his name for a very good reason.
Yeah, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Peter, it's been fantastic. A reminder for everybody else, Peter, of course, is the builder, one of the main men, one of the main people involved in Home Rescue. Next Thursday, RTE 1, 7:30. You can see Peter and Roisin in action again on Home Rescue, the series number 4. Well worth checking out. Peter, listen, thanks so much again, and we'll catch up with you very soon.
Great stuff, lads. Thanks very
cheers,
much.
Buddy.
Thank
take
you,
care
Peter.
Of yourself.
Thanks.
Cheers. Bye-bye. What a fantastic man.
Building
I
up
cannot believe he hammered you.
Hammered me. Peter Finn, building up houses and knocking down egos for decades now.
Eagle Eye Cherry saved tonight here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 8:21 here at Classic Hits. Thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We've got the breakfast table quiz on the way very soon. You must be so excited, PJ, are you? You must be like a kid at Christmas. Oh, no, Christmas, bad reference for you, but... You must be like, I don't know, the day before your birthday or something.
More like a kid at the dentist than a kid at Christmas, to be honest with you. I've got a, yeah, it's like, you say these things as like, you know, they're dreams. And they're probably dreams for a reason, in that it gives you something you could have aspired to at another time. And we'll never have to deal with the realities of...
Yeah.
Coming true. Well, I mean, it's actually happening, and it's a very frightening prospect.
I'm kind of surprised because you are the man who has famously said you should give up on your dreams.
I did,
and it's for this very reason, because now Chopper Coin is going to make sure that you end up with the other leg full of metal.
I did give up on my dreams. It was you that decided we should reignite them.
I always lift you up. That is my role in life, to be. The wind beneath your wings.
Oh my God! Now look what you did now, making me dreams come true. And I got Chopper with his whopper coming to take the one good leg I have left off me.
Somebody say that this is payback. This is what you get for slacking Mayo for so long.
Oh my God! I know that. Yeah.
Oh dear Lord!
It all coming to me now. This is it. This is when you become, you know, the armchair professional has to go out.
Yeah.
And really get you. Yeah, you have to show them what you can't do.
Jason's been on to say you could be the Phil Jones of Dublin GAA.
I think he may on be
with that face.
The expressions will be right up there, I think, to be honest.
Oh dear. Anyway, it's going to be amazing. How cool a bloke was Peter Finn.
What a great bloke.
Absolutely.
He was great, Craig. I have to say, he was dynamite.
Yeah.
He exploded all his dynamite in my direction.
It was brilliant.
But it was brilliant.
So obviously, you know, this is going to roll out over the coming weeks or whatever, in the build up to that incredible moment when PJ Gallagher dons that famous blue jersey and crosses the white line to fulfil his childhood ambition. Oh, I tell you something, it's incredible, isn't it?
It's incredible.
I'm excited. Are you excited?
I don't know. I don't know.
Classic hits.
You know, I think now more than ever.
80s classic, movie classic, Denise Williams, Let's Hear It for the Boy. Here are Classic Hits, 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Tell you, after that announcement, that bombshell from John Hart there, that there's a big Hitbit announcement coming tomorrow. I'll tell you something, I was shocked so much I had to open one of Paddy Brown's Orange Twirls.
Oh, yes.
You know, just because I needed a bit of a sugar thing.
Absolutely, I can understand that.
Shock, you know the way shock, you give somebody like sugary tea or whatever.
Sorry, it brings you down. You're going to need another one though.
So I had to open one of the chocolate twirls.
You're going to have to have another
to try
one.
And deal with the shock of it.
There's loads of shock. There's not only to coincide with the announcement of the Hitbit, NASA trying to
steal. By the way, John didn't
thunder.
Hint as to what the announcement is. Is it the official clue, do you think, or whatever?
No.
Oh, right, okay. We'll have to hassle Mike later on for
we'll
that.
We're not.
But
getting
just make sure you're here though tomorrow morning, because we just and to make it onto the news, it must be a biggie if it makes it onto the news.
Well, I mean, it's not like we have any control over the news or any direct input into
well,
it, so
true,
I'd say
though.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. So make sure you're with us tomorrow. The Hitbit announcement, big Hitbit announcement, apparently, this is news to us as much as you, is happening tomorrow. But, as PJ said, not the only big announcement
on the
way.
Not the only big announcement. NASA trying to steal our thunder at the moment, actually. So NASA have a big announcement to make about the moon. We know it's going to be about the moon. We don't know what it is. The space agency posted this sort of, you know, we might say it was a sort of a mysterious notice on its website saying an exciting new discovery will be unveiled. Now, they're not in a hurry. It won't be till next week. It'll be next week, like.
Sure, to be honest with you. Can I just say, I don't want to steal anybody's thunder. I don't want to rain on anybody's parade.
Yeah.
But I know what it is.
Really, then? Yeah. Well, you know something?
It's going to be that it is actually made of cheese.
I knew it.
It is.
Knew it, yeah.
I bet you they're just going to confirm that after all these years, they have actually found out that the moon is made of cheese.
I knew it. Neil Armstrong couldn't have been mad into those cheese sandwiches for all those years.
Yeah,
after
exactly.
His moonwalk.
That's probably what he said.
Definitely cheese. And if it coincides, if it's not cheese, with the Hitbit, maybe it is. If you win the Hitbit, the winnings can only be collected on the moon.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it's all got to do
with.
Yeah,
that would be amazing now. What if Neil Armstrong's one small step for man, one giant leap for dairy.
For the winner of the Hitbit. You don't know. NASA experts have been outlining what, look at this for a place, outlining what they found from the Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy. Imagine saying you work there. Imagine being on one of those Facebook dates with the new app. So what do you work at? I do a bit for the council. Yeah, I like it. It's good crack. What do you do? Oh, I work in the Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy. You go, yeah, all right.
Okay, yeah.
I suppose
I'm busy now for the rest of my life.
I have a lot to be doing. I'm going to call it Sophia for short, if you don't mind. So it comes ahead of the next proposed landing in 2024. So they're going back to the moon in 2024, where they say we will have the first ever woman on the moon.
Excellent.
About time too. So she's going to be there in support of deep space exploration. Exciting times to be an astronaut.
Mm.
You're going to get cheese sandwiches for the rest of your life.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be interesting now if the next mission to the moon, if part of the questionnaire is now, are you lactose intolerant?
No.
Because the moon is in fact made of cheese.
So
if you're lactose intolerant, I'm afraid you won't be able to go. Apologies on that.
First woman on the moon will be like, Jim McCabe said this on the radio years ago. Years ago he said this was a thing. I should have listened then.
Oh man.
Yeah, so it just makes you wonder what could they
announce. So they're announced again. It's this. We're back to this. We thought it was only with concerts and things.
Yeah,
we're back to this making an announcement about there'll be an announcement.
Yeah, so they started it with the concerts. It was like, you know, Elton John will be making an announcement. And then he announced it's going to be a gig. Apple started doing it then. We'll be making an announcement about what our new stuff is going to be when we make the announcement.
Yeah.
Now NASA are going, we're going to make an announcement about something we already know that's going to do with the moon. And the thing is about these announcements, they're always disappointing. So NASA are going to say, we have found evidence of a type of clay we didn't know existed. It's going to be something that you're going to go, here.
It'll be all sciencey. We're all hoping it's going to be, we have found life. Intelligent life. You're hoping for that.
Yeah.
Or it is made of cheese. That would be the one that would excite me the most. But, we're hoping for that. But you're right, it'll probably be.
It'll be something.
There's an interesting dust particle.
Oh, yeah, it will be. And I'm sure it's great news. Huge, life-changing news if you're into dust particles of the moon.
Yeah.
Or, you know, all of that. But for a lot of their announcements, I have to say, in the last year or 2 years, have been very sort of, like when they said we found a new planet, and we're like, where is it? It is 25 million, whatever, grand. So no one's ever going to be there, right?
Yeah,
we'll
never see it.
We don't know anything about it. We're never going to find anything out of it. We know it's there.
Yeah.
It's a bit like saying, you know, I don't know, it's like a bit like saying there's a new cheese in your local supermarket, but you're not allowed in because it's lockdown. Yeah, it's a big deal. I'm not going to get anywhere near it. I'm not even going to know how it tastes.
So NASA, this better be worth it.
This better be that you've met a Martian on the moon.
Exactly.
His name is Jimmy, and we're doing an international cheese trade-off.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next goal gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
A reminder, of course, if you're not lucky enough to win with us on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week, make sure you get onto our social media channels. Get onto the Classic Hits Facebook page, Twitter and Instagram, because there is also a prize there to be won for the Kinsale Hotel and Spa, right? So you can check it out, as I say, on our Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, the Classic Hits social media channels. But if you are a winner with us this week, courtesy of Kinsale Hotel and Spa, they will give you a fabulous two-night luxury stay in their recently refurbished Superior Lodges, and that is for a family of up to six people. Plus, even if you don't get the top prize, they've given us a runner-up prize as well. They've got this Keep It Cork overnight dinner, bed and breakfast package for two guests, and that's up for grabs if you can even come second this week in the Breakfast Table Quiz. All of the information you need about all of the fabulous promotions they have on the go at the moment, you'll find them on their website, kinsalehotelandspa.ie.
Indeed, yeah, and 12 is the score to beat for our top prize this week. And of course, like you said, second prizes and online social media prizes all over the gap.
Coming out your ears.
So 13 or more is what we're looking for with Lisa O'Sullivan, if we can. How are you, Lisa?
Hi, how's it going?
Not too bad at all, Lisa. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks. I've just got all the kids. So.
Oh wow, so you're flat out. This is like your a bit of me time for you now, is it?
Exactly, yeah.
No better time to win yourself a nice breakaway.
Yeah.
Oh, fingers crossed. It's a big score to beat.
It is a big score to beat, but you never know. And like, yeah, I mean, there's still a couple of other bits and pieces there for you.
Exactly.
You can maybe get your
hands
on.
Don't forget, there's still the runners up prize and everything. Yeah, absolutely. Right, Lisa, let's get stuck into it then. We've got 60 seconds to try and get you as many as possible, hopefully 13 or more. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
Best of luck, here we go.
In Britain, what is the day after Christmas known as?
Boxing Day.
Which swimming stroke is named after an insect?
Butterfly.
Yeah, what is a female deer called?
Doe.
What unit is used to measure horses?
Hands.
What are the birds of a feather said to do?
Flock together.
Kiss Me, Kate is a musical version of what play by Shakespeare?
Taming of the Shrew.
What musician earned the nickname Slowhand?
Eric Clapton.
What country did opera singer Pavarotti come from?
Italy.
In Spain, what is the word for an afternoon nap?
Siesta.
Who is known as the lady with the lamp?
Florence Nightingale.
Camembert, Stilton and Brie are all types of what? Ben Bulbin is a large rock formation in what county?
Pass.
Sligo, what European capital lies in the River Seine?
Ooh, don't know.
Paris, who presents the programme, Deal or No Deal?
Noel Edmonds?
Yes! What?
Oh my God! I'll tell you something.
You are absolutely flying at the start.
Lisa, if you don't get this, if this isn't the top score, it'll only be down to that little pause wondering about Bloom and Noel Edmonds. Oh, I'll tell you something. But anyway, who knows? Let's find out what the score was. Right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, sickener. Oh, my God. Noel Edmonds ruins everything.
Bloomin' hell. He was literally a deal breaker. Unbelievable. I mean, you only got two wrong, which was the Ben Bulbin one in Sligo and the Seine bin in Paris. But, oh, my God. Lisa, you couldn't have really gotten much closer without taking it. And if we could have squeezed another question in, who knows?
I know, we could have been there. I tell you something, you're a dinger for the second prize.
I was just going to say, yeah, you're in prime position for at least the runner-up prize anyway, Lisa.
Fantastic.
All the very best. Thanks a million for taking part. Have a good day, Lisa.
Can I just really, really quickly say hello to Flowerpots Montessori? They took my son in early for me today.
Yeah, Flowerpots Montessori, is that it?
That's it, thank you.
Excellent, no problem. Have a good day, Lisa.
Take care.
Cheers. See you, Lisa. Well done.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
Come unites, don't leave me this way. 20 to 10 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. Thursday, 22nd of October. Friday's Eve, heading into the long bank holiday weekend. Bank holiday Monday, of course, this weekend. And don't forget, the plan is still at the moment, as far as we know anyway, to put your clocks back on Saturday evening, isn't it? Saturday 1 a.m. or something.
I haven't been paying attention to the time, what day it is at all. I just know that it's this weekend is all I can be confirming.
Yeah.
I can also confirm.
Which I wish wasn't happening. I really do wish
Same
it wasn't happening.
Same here. I really wish, especially this year of all years.
You know what I was thinking, right? You know the way if we were to be kind of wild and, you know, be defiant and refuse to put our clocks back.
Yeah.
Right. And you ended up in that situation where some did and some didn't.
Can you imagine the chaos?
Can you imagine?
The chaos.
Everybody, yeah. Like, I'll meet you at 3 o'clock. What time do you call this? 3 o'clock.
It's been 3 o'clock to me.
It's 4 o'clock. No, well, look at it, 3 o'clock.
As far as I'm concerned, it's been 3 o'clock at this time since time began.
But anyway, so yeah, the plan is apparently Saturday night we're all putting our clocks back, despite the fact that the last thing we need is, it to be even darker in the mornings.
Yeah, like, and we're not the only ones. In Norway, which they have even more darkness there than we do here, it's been such a hot topic that a local minister called Islin Nybo, and she is like responsible for daylight saving time in the country, has had to make a public apology. For having dragged out the year a year long or an hour longer than it needs to be.
Exactly.
If you didn't know already how poxy 2020 has been, that is the poxiest of all poxy years, Norwegians have now demanded an apology from a minister for it being an hour too long.
That's true. I mean, literally, in a year like this, every second counts. If it can finish that bit sooner, all the better.
Yeah, like
there's no need for this extra hour.
So here's the apology. So she came out and she said, as Minister of Time, she refers to herself as the Minister of Time, I strongly regret that...
Do they really have a Minister of Time?
They do, yeah. She's the Minister of Time, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
She's not her sole ministry title, but one of her many ministry titles. She makes her the Minister of Time. She says, I strongly regret that 2020 has to be an hour longer than necessary. This has already been a very demanding year for many, and she encouraged Norwegians to please look on the brighter side of this new time change. At least when we set the clocks back, the night gets an hour longer, maybe, but when we wake up, the sun will be slightly higher in the sky. Oh my God, this is it.
Not when you get up at the time we get up at, but anyway.
No, we don't. No. We get up. It's so weird the way we live. Like when I think
When I think about it, sorry, I know what you mean. I was saying darker mornings, but it's actually not.
Not
it's
brighter.
The fact that it gets darker earlier in the day, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the part that annoys you.
That's
yeah,
why it gets...
It's dark at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, in Norway land it probably is. What time does it get dark here? It gets dark about 5 o'clock or something, does it?
It depends on the sort of day. If the weather's ropey. Feels like it's dark all day.
Sure, look, it was dark at noon last week, something, whatever happened. It was all cloudy and there was rain.
That's what I'm saying.
I was there at 12:30 and I was walking around the house with the lights on. I was going, is this real? I can't believe this. So in Norway, they get it even worse, like.
Yeah.
And to the point, like, that the ministers had to come out and say, look, I know this year has been a pox. I know we're going to have an extra hour of darkness in the day that nobody really wants. I know we're looking forward to a change next year. And this year, being the pox that it is, unfortunately, we have to drag 2020 out an hour longer. And that hurts people.
I wonder who our Minister of Time would be. What ministry that comes under.
I wouldn't even know the beginnings of how to think of that, to be honest with you. I haven't a clue who it is. Well, she is also Minister of Trade and Industry. So maybe whoever is our Minister
of Trade and Industry.
Yeah, is also responsible for... telling us
I've always had admiration for anybody who knows who's the minister of anything.
Well, yeah, I've never been able
to keep up with that. Yeah, you'd know finance and
health and you'd know all these
The ones who get the most stick.
But the minister for time, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I don't know because I'd be trying to ring them all the time going, here you.
Yeah.
What time is it now?
Exactly, yeah.
You don't know what time your doctor's appointment is next week, do you?
That'd be brilliant. You could ring them. It'd be like the speaking clock.
Yeah, ring up and say, what time is Jim going to get home at? I need to give him a text message. What do you mean you don't know?
You're the Ministry of Time.
Typical.
Unbelievable.
You walk around saying you're going to be the Minister of Time, and every time I ring you, you say you don't know what time anything is happening.
Yeah. And then I ask, can I meet you? And you say you're going to be late. That's ridiculous.
I should have known not to use the Green Party. You're using sundials and everything out there, so you're there.